Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shit. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it, it's time for the truth. Here's our dude, you're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
The World Golf Championship last week at the Concession. Actually, it was the World Golf Championship Workday Championship at Concession, to be exact. That was won by Colin Morikawa. Showcased what I always talk about when I say there are three keys to golf. The three keys to golf, playing better golf, lowering your handicap, shooting lower scores, whatever you want to call it. But three keys are eliminating penalty strokes, eliminating what I call two chips, two pitches, two sand shots. Anytime you're in close proximity to the green and you don't get the ball on the green in one shot, that is a two chip. And then eliminating three putts. Now, the most important in that category are the penalty shots, because when you take penalty shots, you can take them more than one at a time. Out of bounds or a water hazard where you have to hit again, keeping the hazard in between you and the hole, oftentimes results in you gaining really no yardage for your shot at all. Of course, when you hit it out of bounds, you gain no yardage because you have to re-tee from where you just hit it. But those are the maximum penalties. And those penalties I really count as two shots, because that's what they are. You hit it out of bounds, you hit the next shot, and you're lying three, where you would have been lying one. So those shots are two-shot penalties. And then I also counted as a penalty, at least in my way of keeping track, when you bury it in the lip of a bunker and have to come out sideways, or you hit it in the trees and you have to punch out sideways, you gain little or no yardage with your shot. That's a wasted shot. If you're playing in the desert, where I am in Scottsdale, there's a lot of desert golf courses out here. And a lot of times somebody will hit the ball in the desert and they'll have to come out sideways there. So those shots count as a one-shot penalty. I mean, you could hit a drive up against a tree and have to just chip out. That's a one-shot penalty. So the penalty shots are the most important in the analysis of what your game looks like and what your game could have been. I always say it's a coulda, woulda, shoulda, and that is determined by adding up your penalty shots, your two chips, and your three putts, and subtracting that from your score, and you get your coulda, woulda, shoulda. Now, it gives you an idea of what your potential is if you can clean up the mess. And some of this is not just eliminating your bad shots or your big miss. Some of it is just playing smarter golf, making sure that you're always focusing on hitting your putts the right speed, worrying less about making it, more about getting it close, thinking about where you would want to putt the next putt from, because there's almost always a next putt. You don't make very many putts. I mean, outside of 30 feet, the pros make about, 5% of their putts. You're not going to make a lot of long putts. But yet amateur golfers stand over those putts and they act like they're going to make every one of them. And they don't pay enough regard to the fact that the low-hanging fruit on your scorecard oftentimes are those three putts. If you could just eliminate those. The two chips can come from, hitting bad shots. I mean, you just stub a chip shot, you blade a chip shot, it goes over the green, it takes you two to get on. You hit a bad sand shot, you don't get it out of the bunker. But other times when people are making what I call two chips, it's coming because of a strategy problem. I mean, they're trying to get too cute to a pin that's close to the edge. Maybe their lie's not too great where they're pitching from. They're trying to get the ball really close. They end up not getting it on the green, taking two chips to get on there. Or you may have a pitch shot where you're below the green. The green's elevated. There's not much room behind the pin. You pitch it up on the green, and it rolls all the way over the green into the bunker. I mean, that's another example of what would be a two chip. But at any rate, those are the shots that you have to eliminate. And really, if you want to play better golf, you've got to limit those every time you play. But the biggest thing that I tell people is have accountability. So when you add up your score, you know, obviously you add up your score and you see what you shot for 18 holes or 9 holes or how many ever holes you played. And then the next step in the analysis that I always ask people is, how many penalty shots did you have? And the most common answer I get is you know, I don't know. But you need to know. You need to keep track of your penalty shots, what clubs you take penalty shots with. Were they to the right? Were they to the left? Did you, you know, top it in the water in front of you or chunk it in the water in front of you? Analyzing your penalty shots and where they're coming is going to, to a great extent, dictate what you're going to practice, because you always want to fix your biggest miss. And your biggest miss is the one that's causing you to take penalty shots. Now, as I said, this was on display at the World Golf Championship event at the Concession Club in Bradenton, Florida this last week, because it's a Florida golf course. And before the tournament, I said this would likely be the case. You have a lot of water, and that's typical of a Florida golf course. There's trouble right, trouble left. Sometimes it's unavoidable where you've got trouble on both sides, and you just have to absolutely hit a great shot. But there's a lot of penalty shots to be had, bunkers that you could hit in and have to come out sideways, area off the fairway where you're forced to, pitch it out from the vegetation. But there's a lot of penalty shot opportunities there. The greens were difficult, and in many cases they're elevated. The pitching around the greens were difficult because of the fact that you have a lot of grain when the green's elevated. The grass, when it's Bermuda grass like they have in Florida, will grow with the draining water, which is from high to low. The water comes down the green. So a lot of times what you have is a situation where you're pitching the ball and the grass is growing against you. And Paul Azinger, when he was talking about the golf course concession, he pointed that out, that it was going to be difficult to pitch the ball, and that was going to be an issue. And of course it was. I mean, he belongs at that golf course. He knows what the golf course is like. So besides the pitch shots that were difficult because you're pitching into the grain, you had fast greens, grainy greens. So a lot of times they're going to be really fast because the grass is growing a certain way. And if your ball gets going that way, it's going to take off and run. And you had situations where the pin was in a position where the players would pitch it on the green. It would roll all the way over the green and sometimes into the water. So you had a two chip and a penalty shot all in the same hole, which happened quite a few times because a lot of times the banks and the slopes were really cut down close. And once that ball got rolling, there was nothing to stop it. So penalty shots, two chips. Of course, the three putts are always going to be there, especially when you have big greens, because players will hit the greens, but they're going to, give themselves long putts, and they're going to have a chance to three putt. So, but when I analyze on the PGA Tour, and it's the same analysis that I do with amateur golfers that are trying to just lower their handicap, whatever their handicap is. But when I analyze, so many times when there's a, player that wins on the PGA Tour versus somebody that almost won on the PGA Tour, that week, it almost always boils down to penalty shots, two chips, and three putts. And those three things, when you add them up, the number will oftentimes be the difference between winning and losing. Generally speaking, when you look at, you know, difficult golf courses, if a player gets around those golf courses, and golf courses are difficult when they've got opportunities for penalty shots, they've got tough greens, so there's opportunities for three putts, and there's tough chipping around the greens, whether it because of deep rough or because of tight lies, and then elevated greens, small greens, whatever it might be. But those are the things that make golf courses difficult, besides the wind. I mean, that's, you know, and obviously firm and fast conditions, which, you know, they try to get, but that's kind of up to Mother Nature and the golf course that they're playing that week. But when there's opportunities for the penalty shots, two chips and three putts, and it's very high, like it is, for instance, at Augusta National. I mean, you can miss chip shots around those greens. You have very little green to work with. It's not hard to chip a ball from one side all the way over the other side of the green. You might have a sand shot and trying to get the ball real close to the hole. You might play it too cute and not get it out of the bunker. And obviously there's penalty shot opportunities with all the trees and the water, lost ball, so on and so forth. I mean, but you see that at a lot of golf courses, but you for sure see it at golf courses in Florida. That is really the predominant factor. So, and it's going to be the same way for the, you know, rest of the Florida swing when they play this week at Bay Hill, Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill. Penalty shots, there's out of bounds, there's water all over the place. When they play at the Players Championship, same thing. Water all over the place, opportunities to miss the ball off the fairway and into vegetation where you're going to have to take an unplayable lie or have a lost ball. The chipping is difficult there. So there's opportunities at that golf course. When they go to Valspar and play at Innisbrook, it's the same thing. You know, there's a lot of penalty shot opportunities on that golf course. The Honda Invitational and, you know, Palm Beach or at PJ National. I mean, that golf course is fraught with penalty shots. They're just everywhere. And the difference in all these tournaments, winning and losing, will boil down to penalty shots, two chips, and three putts. I guarantee you, you can count on it. You can book it. It's just that's what it's going to boil down to. And that's what it boiled down to last week at the World Golf Championship at the Concession. I'm gonna go through some analysis that I did of not only the winner, Colin Morikawa, but everybody that coulda, woulda, shoulda had a chance to win this tournament if they could have avoided three things: penalty shots, two chips, and three putts. We'll be right back. First, I want to tell you about my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. If you have muscle soreness from working out, from playing too much golf, from whatever, if you've got tendonitis, you know, golfer's elbow, tennis elbow, I don't know what it is you got. Everybody's got, I don't know anybody that doesn't have something. But you want some temporary relief. This product works absolutely fantastic. It's got 11 anti-inflammatory ingredients, so it doesn't just, you know, mask the pain. It helps to get rid of the problem that's causing the pain. Give it a try. You can get a free 2-week supply. All you have to do is go to voodoopainrelief.com and just click on the box right on the front page and get your free 2-week supply. So give it a try. All right, so Colin Morikawa had a two-shot lead going into the Sunday round, and he had a great ball-striking tournament. He finished number one strokes gained tee to green. He had a 40% chance, according to PGA Tour statistics, in the last, I don't know how many years, going way back, I think to World War II or something, but long way back. Maybe it's 15 years, I don't know. But anyway, this statistic really holds true. Players with a two-shot lead going into Sunday win about 40% of the time. So the big key to me with a player with a two-shot lead playing a difficult golf course, if you're going to, you know, make bogeys or, you know, and hopefully not worse than a bogey. I mean, that's always a key on a tough golf course is if you can get around the tournament without making double bogeys, that is huge. I remember Steve Williams always used to say when he was caddying for Tiger, the most important thing at major championships was just getting around the whole week without a double bogey. Now, where do double bogeys come from? Double bogeys come from penalty shots, combining either an out-of-bounds two-shot penalty or a lost ball two-shot penalty or a stroke and distance penalty, two-shot penalty. You've got a penalty shots and or you have a one penalty shot combined with a three putt. There you go. There's a double bogey. Or you got one penalty shot combined with missing the green and then missing your chip shot. Okay, there you go, double bogey. You have to eliminate double bogeys if you're going to win golf tournaments on the PGA Tour. That it's the amount of tournaments that are won with worse than double bogey is like few and far between. Occasionally it'll happen, but not very often. Once you make a big number, your chances of winning that golf tournament are pretty much really, really slim and none. Victor Hovland, who had a great round going his second round, was 7 under par, and he makes a quad on the last hole, ends up shooting 69 instead of 65. And that was it. I mean, you're not going to come back from that, not on a hard golf course. I mean, you're not going to give shots away four at a time and be able to win. It's just absolutely not going to happen. In the first round, Colin Morikawa shoots a 70, 2 under par, and that included a double bogey on the 16th hole, which, by the way, happened when he drove the ball in the water and had to drop, you know, about 50 yards in front of him, I think somewhere like up near the ladies' tee, which was pretty much a stroke and distance penalty because he could not get the next shot on the green. And that's really a two-shot penalty. And there you go. There's the double bogey, his one double bogey for the week. This is a golf course where most players are going to make double bogeys. So he made that one and had and was able to overcome it. He had the two penalty shots. So besides the penalty shots, Colin Morikawa had 1 3 putt for the week. So his total was 3, adding up penalty shots, 2 chips, and 3 putts. Now you look at that total and see how it compares with everybody he beat. There's two players that shot 12 under who had a good week in that category. One of them was Louis Oosthuizen. He had 2 penalty shots, 1 3 putt. So he had the same situation that Colin Morikawa had, but he lost by 6 shots. So a lot of people will think, this guy's close to winning. He's close to doing this. They'll give you this whole analysis. And I always try to look and I think, okay, can we find a way to victory here? Louis Oosthuizen finished tied for 6. Can we find a way? You know, people say, oh, he's top 10. He's knocking on the door. All right, well, he only had the same amount of penalty shots, 2 chips and 3 putts as Morikawa had, but yet he lost by 6 shots. So where are you gonna find those shots? I'll give you an example of being able to find shots easily that could point to victory. Perfect example was the 2019 Masters that Tiger Woods won. Tiger had no penalty shots. Of course, on Saturday, third round, he hit it into the left trees on 13. And that was going to be a two-shot penalty, lost ball. The trees kick it out back in the, where he could find it. And he ends up making par. And he ended up the week with just 2 3-putts. That was it. No penalty shots, No two chips, no three putts, or two three putts. Okay, so his total's two. Now you take that and contrast it with Brooks Koepka, who had 6 3 putts and 5 penalty shots for a total of 11. Now that's about as big a coulda, woulda, shoulda as you could ever find, because Koepka, you know, I mean, he lost by the tournament by one shot. I mean, to this day, he has to feel like that was his tournament that got away. Of course, that was the great comeback victory after back surgery for Tiger Woods, but that was Koepka's tournament. Easily. I mean, if he would have had 4 3 putts and 5 penalty shots, he wins the tournament. If he would have had, you know, 6 3 putts and 3 penalty shots, he wins the tournament. I mean, that was his tournament. And when I was coaching Tiger, he won 45% of his tournaments in a 3-year stretch. And I would go back through every tournament and apply the same formula. And honestly, there was hardly ever, using this formula, a tournament that he wouldn't have won. And in fact, I mean, somebody came up with the statistic that if Tiger hadn't three putted, he would have won 85% of the tournaments he played during that stretch of time. Now, I you could say, okay, well, I mean, no three putts ever. Yeah, you're going to three putt, but that 85% win total with no three putts doesn't count any two chips, you know, two sand shots, leaving it in the bunker and not getting it out, chipping it over the green. That doesn't count any penalty shots either. Of course, he didn't have that many penalty shots. It certainly didn't take two shot penalties. As much as he was criticized with the driver, he was not a penalty shot taker during that period of time in his career. But the fact is applying this formula, I could find my way to victory in most every tournament. Now, you know, you hit bad shots a lot of times when you take those penalty shots, so you got to eliminate those bad shots. But it gives you an idea that, hey, it's out there. How's Louis Oosthuizen going to logic himself to victory when he lost by 6 and had the same amount of penalty shots and 2 chips and 3 putts as the player who won it? It's really hard to do. I mean, you got to think, okay, I had to make 6 more putts out in 72 holes. And that's a tough road to hoe. I mean, it's not going to happen. Now, to make more putts, what do you have to do? You have to, obviously, you got to make the putt, but hitting your irons closer, you know, hitting better drives so you've got better angles into the holes, hit more greens, give yourself more opportunities. But boy, 6 shots is tough to come up with if you don't have these other factors in there that I just described. Now, Webb Simpson's the same case. He lost by 6 shots. And he played almost a perfect tournament. He had no penalty shots. Oh no, he had one penalty shot, no 2 chips, no 3 putts. One. Total of one. One. And he lost by 6 shots. So he beat Colin Morikawa by 2 in my important categories and still lost by 6. Great tournament, but really it shows me that as well as he played, and he played well, tied for 6th, 12 under par, I get it, but there's no path to victory there. None. No path to victory. So as well as he played, I'm not thinking, okay, you're knocking on the door if you just clean it up a little bit. There's nothing to clean up. He played a great tournament and about as clean as you can get and lost by 6. That's a big loss. Now you contrast that with some of these other players who finished second, tied for second. They lost by 3 shots. Victor Hovland, 3 penalty shots, 2 chips, 3 putts for a total of 7. He lost by 3 shots. Brooks Koepka, 2 penalty shots, 1 2 chip, 1 3 putt, you know, pretty good. Total of 4, lost by 3 shots though. Billy Horschel, 15 under, lost by 3 shots, 1 penalty shot, 2 chip, and 2 3 putts. I mean, these are pretty clean tournaments for these two guys, but still, you can look at it and you can say, okay, that was the margin of the loss. I mean, that's just it. If you can find a way to victory there. Scottie Scheffler, 14 under, lost by four, three penalty shots, one two chip, two three putts for a total of six. He add that six to there, you know, he's take those away. He's 20 under par. He wins by two. If he could have gotten that number down to four, he's in a playoff. He gets that number down to three, which is where Colin Morikawa was. He wins the golf tournament. This formula works all the time. Rory McIlroy at 12 under par. He loses by six shots. One three putt. Great for him. One three putt. That's a tournament where you got to think, okay, he's got a chance to win. Problem is, two chips. Okay, not great. Five penalty strokes. I mean, he just likes penalty stroke, penalty stroke, penalty stroke. I mean, he lost by six, and his three putts, two chips, and penalty strokes total was eight. There's the loss right there. Patrick Reed loses by seven, five penalty shots, one three putt, two chips. There you go. His total was eight. How about this? Justin Thomas. He lost by 10 shots. 10 shots. He shoots eight under par, loses by 10 shots. He had eight penalty strokes. Eight penalty strokes, one three putt, one two chip for a total of 10. That's the margin of defeat. And when I watch these golf tournaments and I see players, you know, in the first round and they, you know, dump it in the water, or they hit a ball out of bounds, or they, you know, three putt twice and, you know, leave a ball in a bunker, whatever. Okay. They do any of this. And then I hear all the announcers, whatever, you know, he can get it back. First of all, there's no getting things back. You don't get back. When you make a bogey, you go to one over. When you make a birdie, you get back to even par. You didn't get it back, because you would have been one under par had you not made that other bogey. You get back to even par, yes, but you didn't get back what you lost. What you lost was gone. And every time you make one of those mistakes, what happens is you lessen your percentage of possibly winning. It's really, really that simple. So when somebody goes out and they three putt three holes the first day, and I'm thinking, okay, they're just about at the number that's the max for winning the tournament. More times than not, that's the max for winning the tournament. It's two or three, okay, depending on the course they're playing, but it's going to be about two or three. That's the max. All right, and you got to have firepower to be able to withstand that. Like if you're playing a game, you know, like my friend Mark O'Meara used to play, you know, wasn't a long hitter, going to hit an occasional par five and two. He's not going to overpower the golf course. He wasn't winning any. He never won a golf tournament. You know, he made it to the Hall of Fame, but he never won a golf tournament when he had three putts. It didn't happen. You know, he had to play a really, really clean tournament to win. Now he did it. You know, he did it, 18 times and twice in majors. But you're not going to win if you don't play a clean tournament and you've got a little less firepower. If you've got, you know, the firepower of a Rory McIlroy, of a Brooks Koepka, of a Dustin Johnson, all right, then, you know, it's Bryson DeChambeau, it's a little different. You've got a little more wiggle room, but, you still don't have a lot. So anyway, I'm listening to these announcers and they say, oh, he can get it back. He's still in the tournament. Yeah. I mean, that's true, but you got 54 holes to go. If you've made three putts in the first round, you've got 54 holes to go. And you can't have a three putt, a two chip, or a penalty stroke. And then they get on the next round and they hit a ball in the water and they have a two chip and they say, well, you know, he's still in it. He can win on Sunday. I'm like, yeah, he can. I mean, he's not out of it. Technically, anything could happen. Sure. And he can go shoot 59 and win tomorrow. But the fact is, do you know what percentage of players win tournaments on the PGA Tour when they have for the week a total of five counted, five penalty shots, two chips, or three putts altogether? The number is very, very, very low. So it's a percentage game, and your percentages drop every time you make one of these mistakes on the PGA Tour. And your handicap goes up every time you make one of these mistakes when you're, you know, an amateur player. That's just that's the bottom line. All right. If you want to learn how to eliminate these kind of mistakes, one way to do it is to get my instructional videos sent to you on a daily basis. And you can do it. You can get it for free. All you have to do is go to HaneyUniversity.com and you can sign up. That's it. Just sign up for free and you'll get my instructional videos. Hopefully help you improve your game. There's also some great offers on that site was for some great products that we have, some training aids, some other products that you might like. There's a great range finder, a great pull cart, and some really, really great putting devices on there. One of them, Dustin Johnson uses. That's a putting carpet, which is just fantastic. So go there and check it out, HaneyUniversity.com. So because I'm so analytical on this formula of mine, whenever you watch or I watch in golf tournaments that are played where there's a lot of these possible situations, you know, I mean, there's always the possibility of three putt. There's obviously more possibility of three putt on bigger greens. There's more possibility of three putt on slopey greens. There's more possibility of three putt on greens that are really, really fast or bumpy. There's more possibility to three putt at Augusta National because the greens are fast and you know, sloped a tremendous amount. When you have golf courses that have a lot of penalty shots, whether it's out of bounds or water, and in particular when you got trouble on both sides and there's nowhere to get away from it, you're gonna have penalty shots. That's the kind of golf course I look at and I think, okay. Boy, this formula is gonna work every time. And the same thing with the chip. And when you've got, you know, rough around the greens, or you've got tight lies or not great lies around the greens, where, you know, guys are gonna miss shots, they're gonna stub chips, they're gonna blade chips, whatever, pitch shots, you know, deep bunkers, you know, not much area to land the ball. Another example of where you might have trouble with the chipping. But on those kind of golf courses, this is the formula. This is what's gonna determine the winner. And you can just watch every round of the tournament. And when you see one of these things, forget about what these guys are saying on TV, because I'm telling you, their chances of winning just got lessened. The percentage just went down. I mean, all this comeback, you know, they're cheering for, hey, maybe he can get it back. Not getting it back. It's done. He's finished. He's over. So it's you know, have a good finish. You know, finish top 10. And then everybody can tell you how, you know, great it is that he always finishes top 10. But, you know, it's not going to happen, because to win, you have to keep these numbers at a minimum. And that's just the bottom line. It's a percentage game. And that's a big percentage that I look at right there. All right. Hope you enjoyed the analysis. Email your questions to HankHaneyGolf@outlook.com. Follow me on Twitter @HankHaney. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. And we will be there every day with the Hank Haney podcast. And go to VoodooPainRelief.com and HaneyUniversity.com. Get your free offers right there. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you then. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.